Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present No Bullet Got Me Yet, The Relentless Faith of Father Capone by John Stansifer, read by Rick Adamson. A note before we begin. For a map, notes on the text, a list of additional reading materials, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. This book is dedicated to all the veterans of the United Nations forces who bravely served during the Korean War, 1950-53, against overwhelming odds and prevailed in securing freedom for the grateful nation of South Korea. This was not a forgotten war, but a forgotten victory. We give an especially heartfelt debt of gratitude to the Eighth Army's POWs, who spent as many as 3 years in captivity, enduring the worst conditions imaginable. About 7,800 American MIAs remain unaccounted for. We thank you for your service and sacrifice. You are not forgotten. Pallas Athena now gave to Diomedes, Tydeus's son, the strength and courage that would make him shine among the Greeks and win him glory. Starlight flowed from his helmet and shield, as if Sirius had just risen from the sea. Before dawn in autumn, and the brightest of stars was blazing from his torso and face instead of from the sky, Athena aimed him to where the battle was thickest. Iliad by Homer. Somebody must be praying hard for us. No bullet got me yet, although my pipe got wrecked, and the day before yesterday a machine gunner sprayed us with bullets, but we jumped into the ditch too quickly. Father Capone's last letter sent home. Introduction. I am a priest of the Diocese of Wichita, Kansas, currently serving as the Episcopal Delegate for the cause of beatification and canonization of Father Emile Capone. Serving in this capacity, the Father Capone Guild has collected thousands of pages of interviews, articles, letters, and other pertinent documents regarding the life of Father Capone. These documents have been forwarded to the Congregation for Saints in Rome for use in the proof of Father Capone's life of sanctity and heroic virtue that will hopefully prove him worthy of the title saint in the Roman Catholic Church. Some of these documents were provided to the U.S. Army in their research of Father Capone's actions during the Korean War and helped corroborate Chaplain Capone's courage and heroism above and beyond the call of duty in 1950-51 that led to his being awarded the Medal of Honor in April of 2013. The goal of the Diocese of Wichita is to pursue and promote Father Capone's cause for canonization as we continue to educate people of all faiths on the life and virtue of Father Capone as accurately as possible. The Catholic Church, like the rest of the world, strives for and admires perfection. It teaches that this perfection is achieved in following the example of Jesus Christ. The Church honors those the Church believes achieved that goal of perfection in following Christ by granting them the title of saint. My study of canon law taught me the processes of recognizing and naming a saint. Canon law sets rather strict standards for this process, one that is not taken lightly. Not only does the process provide for the title of saint, but in turn, the Church is stating that this person has been granted that ultimate gift of eternal life in God's kingdom. This perfection achieved through grace is the goal of all Christians. John Stansifer first came to know Father Capone when he saw the Medal of Honor ceremony on live television, April 13, 2013. The story was of particular interest because John, a fellow Kansan, grew up about 100 miles from Father Capone's hometown of Pilsen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?